Welcome, everybody, to the Michigan Rundown Podcast. My name is Jake Singer, and on today's episode, we'll explore each player that the football program has recruited in the span of just 1 week. All 10 of them bring something different to the table, and we will go in depth on these talents. It was a very unfortunate ending to the College Baseball World Series. Michigan had come up just short of the title and losing the final game to Vanderbilt. But this is not a rare occurrence that Michigan has come up just short in a championship game. Just like every other time this happened, starting with the loss to Villanova in the NCAA basketball tournament just a few years ago, we move on to the next sport. In this case, it's our football team. The University of Michigan now holds the number 5 overall ranking for the recruiting class of 2020 nationally, and is the top recruiting class in the Big Ten. They jumped more than 10 spots this week as Michigan added a number of new prospects to their roster. Four-star safety Jordan Morant has committed to the University of Michigan. He's the number one safety in the nation. Standing at 5'11", 212 pounds, Morant hails from Oradell, New Jersey. He's a huge pickup for our defense. This makes Michigan the school to have the number one safety in the nation for both the classes of 2019 and 2020. Our secondary is going to be very, very good. Both in William Mohan and Amon Dennis's cases, they're both listed as ATHs. Now, if a football player does not have a strong position specialty or can play a wide range of positions, he is listed as an ATH. This is the case for both William and Amon. Three-star ATH William Mohan has committed to Michigan. He stands at 6'1 and is 195 pounds. He hails from Brooklyn, New York. His main position is linebacker, but he also plays on the offense quite a lot. This is really interesting to get a commitment from New York, as there's not a lot of players that come out of there. Maybe the staff is onto something. As well as three-star ATH Amon Dennis has committed to Michigan. He stands at 5'10", 173 pounds, and he's from Worcester, Massachusetts. He's another athletic freak for Massachusetts, similar to Mike Saint-Cyr-Estelle. Dom Brown is also very excited about this because he heavily recruits from Massachusetts. This guy has a 40-inch vertical. And don't let this guy's rating fool you. I'm very excited for him. He has great athleticism and speed, and if he puts it all together, he'll be insane. Think Rondale Moore when you think of Amon Dennis. Dennis is the type of quick-twitch, versatile wide receiver piece that Michigan continues to target. He's very similar to Giles Jackson last year and similar to A.J. Henning this year. So, you know, Michigan has wide receivers such as Tariq Black, Nico Collins, DPJ, Cornelius Johnson, who are all outside threats, but most likely three of the four will not return to Michigan after another season. So it makes you wonder, should Michigan be targeting other outside threats? Because guys like Dennis and Henning, who have just committed to the Wolverines, are both slot receivers because they're small and they're quick. So this really makes you question Michigan's recruiting aspects, and they should be trying to go for bigger, more, you know, outreach guys who can play on the outside of the offense. Now, I personally always love the offensive linemen. I love to see where they commit, how they play, you know, how they block, just their build. And this, again, has shown testament in the Michigan program by producing amazing offensive linemen over the years, including, you know, Mason Cole, who's now in the NFL and is doing very well for himself, and even the guys at Michigan right now, such as Cesar Ruiz. So two offensive linemen who have just committed to Michigan are offensive tackle Jeffrey Percy and offensive tackle Reese Atterbury. Now, starting with Percy, he's a three-star offensive tackle right now, and he stands at 6'7 and 265 pounds, and he's from San Juan Capistrano, California. Now, although he's a three-star offensive tackle at the moment, I guarantee you that he's going to be a composite four-star by the end of the cycle. He already has four stars on two sites, and 247 has said that they see him as a riser as long as he gets stronger. So just see this guy going to the weight room every day. He's still he's going to be a senior this year. So If he can put some more muscle onto himself, definitely see him as another four-star offensive tackle for the University of Michigan. Also, four-star offensive tackle Reese Atterbury has committed to the University of Michigan. He stands at 6'5", 280 pounds, and he hails from Aurora, Colorado. This guy can play just about any position on the offensive line, which is a very good sign since Michigan's offensive linemen are tending now to be veterans and juniors and seniors. So these younger guys really need to, you know, prove their worth and show Coach Harbaugh that they deserve to be on that line starting, you know, and blocking for our quarterbacks. So these two guys I'm very excited about, you know, right now a 3 and a 4 star, but definitely look to see them both, you know, being 4 stars coming into this 2020 class. Next is my favorite commit of these 10 commits this past week. This guy is 4-star wide receiver AJ Henning. He is our top target at the position of wide receiver. He is 5'10", 183 pounds, and he's from Frankfort, Illinois, where he is the top player in the state. This is a massive pickup. This, to me, is the best signing of the week because he's quick, he's small, and he can spread the Michigan offense up very well. I am so excited to see what he can do for the Michigan Wolverines. In addition, he visited the Wolverines with Michigan commit J.J. McCarthy. So if these two can pair up, I would be ecstatic to see what they can do on the football field. Another massive commit for the Wolverines this week was running back Blake Corum. He's a 4-star back, standing at 5'9", 180 pounds, and he's from Laurel, Maryland. He's a shifty back from St. Francis Academy, where he is teammates with Michigan commits Micah Mazuka, Nikai Hill-Green, and Osmond Savage. He and Charbonnet are going to be a really good 1-2 punch for any defense. Corum has burst, he can change direction at high speed, and is patient and waiting for plays to develop, and he knows how to set up his blocks down the field. He's elusive, and he runs with power. He has the speed to get to the edge and the balance to turn the corner. This guy is already reminding me of an Ezekiel Elliott, just a smaller Ezekiel Elliott kind of guy. He's patient when he waits for his holes. He's elusive. He's powerful, but he's also quick, and he can really spread the field and get around the edge. And I'm really excited to see what he and Charbonnet can do in their backfield. Now, ending with the defensive side of things, 4-star outside linebacker Khalil Mullings has committed to Michigan. He stands at 6'1", 220 pounds, and he hails from Boston, Massachusetts. This is another Don Brown beauty from Massachusetts. He is ranked the number one player in the state of Massachusetts and the number 9 player nationally at outside linebacker for 2020 by 247 Sports Composite. Michigan's 2020 class is now 5th nationally and 1st in the Big Ten, as I previously stated, and it's due to all these 4-stars. But it doesn't end there. 3-star defensive end Aaron Lewis also committed to the Wolverines. He is 6'5", 235 pounds, and he originally committed to West Virginia, but flipped to Michigan. This is a great sign because Michigan is now a school where guys are originally committed to one school, but then they're seeing all these guys commit, and they want to be a piece of the action. Lewis is considered to be the 21st strong side defensive end in the country, according to 247 Sports, and he is ranked 13th overall in New Jersey. His other offers included Baylor, Miami, Florida, Ohio State, Penn State, and Nebraska, among others. I'm very excited for a guy like this because, you know, being somebody who flips schools, that takes a lot because you've already, you know, committed yourself to one school and now you're going to Michigan. So I'm really interested to see what Don Brown does with him and where he implements him in the roster.